The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. And to begin, there's a variety of turns of phrases or little expressions that convey something very important about Dharma practice. And one of them is that maybe we're not focusing on changing our experience as much as increasing our capacity for experience. Expanding our capacity for being with discomfort, expanding our capacity to be with comfort, with pleasure, with joy. Increasing our capacity to be with challenging emotions. Increasing our capacity to be with beautiful emotions. This idea of being able to have to hold or to make space for our emotional experience. If we have very little capacity, then we become easily reactive or shut down or try to run away or collapse, all kinds of things. And if we have a capacity to hold anger without acting on the anger, hold sadness, hold despair, hold emotional pain. It's a radically different thing to make room for it, to hold it. And what this means is not to be defined by it, not to be constricted by it, not to be pushed around by it, not to be necessarily be for or against it. You're not kind of caught in its grip or caught in its, you know, making it into something, but rather allowing it to be there, and even very intense joys and sorrows to just kind of keep opening, keep relaxing. Well, I can relax with this too. This too, even though there might be tension as part of it sometimes, there's a greater capacity of awareness of the heart, of the body, to hold it, to make room for it, to expand beyond it, to allow it to be there. So with that in mind, maybe we'll sit today, meditate today, with the not with changing anything, not with probing anything, but rather opening to everything, opening our capacity to hold, to be present, to make room for. So to begin, to have a posture that for you in your way, the posture that is stable, strong, open enough so that you can bring a capacity to be with challenges and joys. The body is a great help for this capacity building. And gently closing your eyes. And to check in with yourself, sitting here right now, respectfully respecting yourself as you are. What is your capacity right now? Some people are stressed. Some people have difficult life situations going on. Some people have illnesses. All kinds of things can happen that might limit our capacity to be with new challenges or even new joys which are energetic or challenging, demanding. And to recognize that's the case, to do that with respect, with care, with love. This is how it is now. Maybe your capacity feels bigger. Maybe it's a time in your life where things are settled and peaceful and you've had lots of rest, and so you feel like you're now you have lots of room. And respect that. And then to take a few long, slow, deep, gentle breaths. As if you're breathing through it all. Breathing through your capacity to hold your experience. As the body, as your breathing exhales, to relax. Soften. To let your breathing return to normal. And gently, without ambition, as you breathe, see if you can spread waves of calmness through your body. See if you can also let there be a calming of the mind as you exhale. A quieting of your thinking. settling into your breathing. And as you inhale, be present for the full length of the inhale, as you breathe in and the lungs fill with air, the chest expands, as if you're expanding the boundaries of your body, as if you're opening up, becoming larger. And whatever you're experiencing as you sit here, rather than changing anything, open up more fully to experience it. Make room for it. Whatever is happening, recognize it's happening. Allow it to be there as if it has a lot of room. Whatever is happening physically in the body, emotionally, mentally in the mind, allow yourself to become bigger than the experience. Whatever is happening, whatever way you get distracted or involved in thoughts or feelings, body sensations, you can gently say, this too, you're open to. This too, you will allow and breathe. Breathe with it, making room for it. And as we come to the end of this sitting, is there some way that silence supports a greater capacity to be with all experience? A certain kind of silence of mind, silence of heart. The silence of the space around us. And is there some way that a healthy inner silence or stillness can give you a greater capacity for being with the joys and sorrows of others? A capacity to accompany others in their challenges and their celebrations. And in that greater capacity to be with people, to share with people their joys and sorrows. Maybe it's easier to tap into feelings of care and goodwill, love, kindness. May it be that our capacity to be present for all experience makes room for our love and kindness and our friendliness for everyone that we encounter. May it be that our practice this morning is for the welfare and happiness of others and our own. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Thank you.